Kelly laughed once again when Colm walked, or more accurately stomped, by her in his Hagrid costume. The man had actually bought platform boots that added at least 6 more inches to his already 6'4" height. When she and Robbie had first arrived at the Collins dorm for the Halloween party, it had taken her close to 5 minutes to figure out it was Colm in the costume. The majority of his face was hidden beneath a shaggy beard and wig, and he'd added quite a bit of padding under the long, tattered trench coat. No part of the well-dressed lawyer was present tonight, and though it killed her to admit it, he looked so much like the character, it was uncanny.
"I'm gonna grab another beer," Robbie said,
pointing toward the kitchen where the keg was.
"Want anything?"
She lifted her wine glass. "Nope, I'm good. Just refilled. Something I'm going to pay for tomorrow." She really did need to get a grip on her wine consumption. She was out of control this week. Oh, who was she fooling? This decade. Robbie grinned.
"We're celebrating."
"Damn right we are," she said with a laugh as he walked away.
"What are you celebrating? You lost the costume contest, Emerita,"
Colm said, somehow managing to sneak up on her from behind, a pretty amazing feat considering he really wasn't very quiet in those boots. God only knew what the patrons of Pat's Pub below thought was going on up here. Colm's dad, Triss, had come up earlier to ask if they were using a jackhammer on the floor. He'd taken one look at Colm's costume, rolled his eyes, muttered, "competitive bastard," under his breath, and gone right back downstairs. She'd been so sure she would take first prize this year. She had the hair, the dress, the bow and arrows, everything just perfect for her favorite Scottish Disney princess. She'd worn the costume to school yesterday, and her kids had gone out of their little minds. Of course, it helped that she had long red hair, and they constantly told her she looked just like Merida. Kelly narrowed her eyes at Lucas and Caitlin, this year's costume contest winners.
"They had a very unfair advantage."
Colm chuckled.
"You're not kidding. But you have to admit that costume was a pretty awesome way to tell the family she's pregnant."
Colm's cousin and partner at the Collins and Collins law firm, Caitlin, had shown up with her husband, the two of them dressed as Daddy and Mommy Shark, while Caitlin had pinned a stuffed shark to the front of her shirt with a note attached that read, "Baby Shark arriving in April."
"You really didn't know she was pregnant?"
Kelly asked.
"No. And I fully intend to read her the riot act for that at work on Monday."
Kelly could tell from Colm's tone that he would do no such thing. He and Caitlin were very close, and while she couldn't see much of his face, she could tell he was beyond happy for his cousin. He lifted one leg.
"I'm just glad Sunny awarded the prize early. I'm done with these boots. They're killing my feet."
Kelly lifted her dress to reveal her bare feet.
"I kicked off my heels 2 seconds after she pronounced Caitlin and Lucas the winners."
She pointed to where she'd shucked them into a corner.
"Want to add to my pile?"
He nodded.
"Yeah, I'll do that in a second. You didn't tell me what you're celebrating."
Kelly's smile widened as she rose up on tiptoe and leaned as close to Colm's ear as she could manage.
"Robbie said yes. We went to dinner before the party and talked some more. He's in on the you-know-what."